So you have a good memory. That's great. If you would turn in your Bibles to Romans chapter 15, I'd like to share with you about an opportunity that we have once again to encourage Robinson and Molly over in India. For those of you who are not aware, we have a school over in India at this time, and Robinson actually was a part of the Sikh tribe, and his wife had lived in another part of India, and they met at SIACS, which is a Bible college in Bangalore. And it was at SIACS where they both received their master's degree, and we met them. As Robinson started off in his ministry, they had no support and had a very difficult time, but the Lord had laid them upon our hearts, and they have become our support, and we are their sole support. The school has been established, and they are living in a home which the Lord was gracious through us, allowed us to purchase. Strangely enough, I told Don the other day or a while back that it seems like we own more property in India than we do here, which is pretty strange. But we had just purchased a piece of property for a church, to build a church over in India. Actually, we try to just send a specific support amount to Robinson and Molly, and what they do oftentimes is set aside money and then they go buy things. We tell them, well, this is for your food, and so they were saving for this property, and we wake up one day and they said, we have a piece of property and we'd like to build a church. And so we have this opportunity to be a part of, once again, this wonderful ministry. And we believe that it will be advantageous. One of the things we talked about, that I talked about when I was over there this last time, was that you want the church being the hub of the school. You don't want the school being the hub. And so he took that to heart, and they've begun to disciple some men. Of course, you know, we've had a lot of graduates, men going into ministry through the school of Family Bible over there. And last time, over 300 graduated. So it's just wonderful to see the desire and the heart. And it is really a crucial time, we believe, in India. $1 equals to 61 rupees, which is basically saying that our dollar stretches pretty far over there. And so they ask once again that we might help in this building process. And so we're just going to, first of all, let you know that there is this need. And then I want to share with you a passage found in Romans chapter 15 where Paul was taking up a collection for the church at Jerusalem, interestingly enough. He writes the church at Rome this letter, which he desires to be with the church at Rome. He writes in chapter 15, verse 22, "For this reason I have often been hindered from coming to you, but now with no further place for me in these regions, and since I have had for many years a longing to come to you, whenever I go to Spain, for I hope to see you in passing and to be helped on my way there by you when I have first enjoyed your company for a while. But now I am going to Jerusalem," watch the phrase, "serving the saints." We believe that one of the ways that we serve the saints is by giving. And he makes mention of this in particular in verse 26. "For Macedonia and Achaia have often been pleased to make a contribution to the poor among the saints in Jerusalem. Yes, they were pleased to do so, and they are indebted to them. For if the Gentiles have shared in their spiritual things, they are indebted to minister to them also in material things." What the passage is saying is that one of the ways that we become a part of their ministry, as they're ministering in spiritual things, is to help in the material things. So I just want to encourage you. I'm always encouraged as I hear the ministry expanding and growing, and their love over there, and the hunger of many of the Sikh that are really coming to know the Lord. It's a very crucial time in India. Once again, all sorts of technology is starting to flow, mixed in with the poverty. It's a very interesting and strange dynamic. Nevertheless, we believe the door is open at this time, and the Lord has given us this opportunity. So what we want to ask you to do right now is to begin praying how the Lord would direct your heart in giving. And you just listen to Him, and we'll take that as His cue. We're not ones to put charts up, but we want to encourage you to listen to the Spirit of the Lord. The Lord's going to give you an opportunity to be a part of this ministry, and we're so thankful for that. Well, Father, we give you thanks for the ministries that you have allowed us to be a part of. Lord, it's your hand, your blessing upon us that you would allow us to participate in this spiritual work of changed lives. Lord, it's hard for us to fathom how these material things can actually produce something of true value. And yet you transform the material into eternal. We are thankful for that. In Jesus' name, amen.